Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be 46% higher per month this winter compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bills every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Our nation's rail system is the backbone of our supply chain. Today is a win. I mean it sincerely, a win for America.
What happened to them?
Past that.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
In what could be a massive blow to the U.S. economy, the potential for a nationwide rail strike back on the table.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
So you could be looking at shortages and higher prices. No rail strike has taken place on President's watch since 1992.
And that's Uncle Joe. He's a moving kind of slow at the junction.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, freaks. Fascist freaks on the right.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I mean, we're talking about people who have fled great harm. They've fled great harm.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
When you're in a class with elementary school students, you must not want to leave.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And we welcome everyone who has fled, as Vice President Kamala Harris said yesterday, fled great harm. Not fled, fled. Fled, kind of gives me an itch, you know? Fled. You know, here's how you know it's getting bad for the
people
Democrats.
Who have fled great harm.
Fled. It's why you buy collars. You know, you buy a collar so you don't have a problem with fleeds. You know how it's getting bad for the Democrats? It's 4 weeks to the midterm elections, 4 weeks. Voting has started in many states. It's about to start in other states, the early voting. And yesterday, two prominent Democrats, very different. They're both in their 70s, but one of them's in his 80s, and the other one's in his late 70s. But they're very different people. I'm referring to Bernie Sanders from Vermont and James Carville from Louisiana. And they both came to, and I don't think they speak very often, but they both went on and did interviews on TV and came to the same conclusion. And that was, you know, maybe the Democrat candidates for office should be talking about something other than abortion. You think January 6th is not working out for you, candidates? Just to cite you another example, we've got all these debates that are going against the Democrats. J.D. Vance masterfully handled that hack, Tim Ryan. Another would-be president like Eric Swalwell or Seth Moulton from Massachusetts. Who do these congressmen think they are running for president? You know, I mean, sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it works out okay. It worked out okay for, I think, John Quincy Adams. That was a while back, though, wasn't it? Yeah, almost 200 years. but sometimes a congressman gets elected president. But Tim Ryan ran for president. Now he's trying to run for the Senate. I don't think he's going to make it. No, not at all. Yeah, but they're being handled very, very well by all the Republicans, and you see what the mainstream media is now doing with Joe Biden. Politico has mentioned something that I thought was verboten to discuss, and that's that Dementia Joe is about to turn 80 years old. And, you know, you could make the argument that 80 is the new 70 or 60, but in Joe Biden's case, 80 is the new 100, you know? And they're talking about it. And the New York Times today, astonishingly enough, put together an entire piece about Joe's whoppers over the years, going back to the initial the initial whopper that knocked him out of the 1988 race for president in 1987 when he was caught stealing the life story of Neil Kinnock, then the British Labour Party leader. Why, boy, the first Biden in 1,000 years to come out of the coal mines. I still remember it. He was put out of his misery by Jack the Hack Corrigan, a payroll patriot for M. Stanley Dukakis. And it was the guy's always been a joke. And now he's even more of a joke. But the thing is, the joke's on us. We're the one who's suffering. This is as the Wall Street Journal said the other day, this is like watching an automobile crash, except we're all in the car. And it's spinning out of control. It's awful what's happening. I want to tell you a story here. This one you're not going to see anywhere in the mainstream media. You know, another one of Joe Biden's big lies is that the Afghanistan debacle was actually a marvelous feat of military prowess by the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, etc. We brought out all these guys, all these Afghans. We left behind some U.S. citizens. We left behind thousands of Afghans who had worked for us and who would be loyal. And we just loaded up the planes with the Afghan equivalent of MS-13. And now they're all over here, and it's a disaster as always. And this is the latest one. This is from The Blaze. And again, it's not going to be in any of the mainstream media. An Afghan national who escaped the Mideast country during the Biden administration's disastrous evacuation has been charged with a child sex crime and violent assault of a 12-year-old boy in New Mexico. On September 21st, Shah Mahmoud Silab, 35, was charged in U.S. District Court with coercion and enticement of a minor. He allegedly approached a 12-year-old boy at Young's Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico. He reportedly conversed with the boy, who was sitting on a bench in the park located near a middle school. And then it went on. I won't get into all the gross details, but according to the DOJ, the complaint states that the Afghan national who came in unvetted into the country, thanks to Joe Biden, followed the victim, the male victim, into a restroom after he tried to escape him, pulled him from the stall, allegedly locked the restroom door to prevent the victim from leaving, began kissing the victim's face, put a $20 bill in the victim's hand. Salab allegedly attempted to force the victim to touch him. But, by the way, the Justice Department in its initial release did not mention that he was an alien, that he was an Afghan brought in, handpicked by Joe Biden's disastrous policies to come into the country. It was the office of Republican Congresswoman Yvette Harrell who confirmed that Saleb was an Afghan national who was brought into the United States through Operation Allies Welcome. He's an ally. He's only sexually assaulting the young boys that Americans can't be bothered sexually assaulting. I mean, this is what we get. This is the disaster that you get. We haven't even been thinking about Afghanistan. There's so many other disasters to consider. And this, we put in the rail strike. Remember a couple weeks ago when Brandon did his disastrous 60 Minutes interview? And Scott Pelley was kissing his rear end and saying, "You saved the country from this rail strike." And now it turns out one of the biggest unions, rail workers unions, is not going to accept this. And so are we going to hear anything about this after they told us what a great, Joe's a union guy. He's never been in a union, but he's a union guy. And they didn't even put that in the New York Times story about all of his lies, And by the way, you know, they had all these people alibi informed. You know, these are the kinds of stories your grandfather tells. Maybe if your grandfather is in the assisted living, the memory wing of an assisted living facility, he tells you these stories. But your grandfather doesn't tell you these kinds of stories. He doesn't make stuff up out of whole cloth. All these times he was arrested when he wasn't arrested. I mean, it's one thing to say, were you ever arrested, Gramps? You just say no because you're embarrassed. I mean, Joe Biden feels like he has to tell you he was arrested because somehow it makes him a tough guy. Somehow it makes him, does he think all union guys get arrested? I'm a union guy. I never been arrested. I've had some problems with the FBI. Everybody knows about them, but I never been arrested. Why does he have to say he was arrested? Why does he have to say he was at the top of his class? Why does he have to say he doesn't remember who Tara Reid was? Tara Reid remembers him, doesn't she? Why does he have to say he knows nothing about his son Hunter's business deals? 844-500-4242. Fall is just around the corner. Well, it's actually here now. And as cold weather sets in, your body can get tighter and more rigid. Balance 7 is now offering $15 off to my listeners. Personally, I'm ready for the new season. My case of Balance 7 has already shipped to Florida. It just arrived. I was loading the bottles up over the weekend. With $15 off and free shipping, this is a perfect time to give Balance 7 a try. And if you're already a satisfied Balance 7 customer, take advantage of this savings with code Howie. When you buy the 4-pack, you're spending less than $2 per day for great energy. Compare that with what you spend every morning at your local coffee shop. Wouldn't it be better to get Balance 7 and have energy throughout the day for less than $2? Balance 7 is my go-to drink for energy all day long. You know you should steer clear of those sugary energy drinks loaded with caffeine. You know what happens? You just crash later in the day. Balance 7, though, dilutes the acid that's built up in your body over the years from eating acidic foods. When that acid is neutralized, your immune system is functioning as if you were 20 years old again. Balance 7 drives out the acid built up from beer, wine, soft drinks, processed meats, and other foods so you feel better and sleep better. It also helps with acid reflux, heartburn, or joint discomfort. I'm a real customer, and not just a paid endorser, because it's good for me. I love the product. I've been taking it for over a year. Balance 7 is made in America and has sold more than 6 million units worldwide. Order now at balance7.com and use code word Howie to save $15 and get free shipping. Call 800-793-9039, and don't forget code Howie. Do your body a favor. Order now. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
You gotta ask yourself questions. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Tulsi Gabbard, the former candidate for president. She was a U.S. representative, too. Didn't go too far. She had a better shot than Ryan or Swalwell or Moulton, for sure. And she's a better person than any of them. But she has announced she's leaving the elitist Democrat Party. Blast cowardly wokeness. I can no longer remain in today's Democrat Party that is now under complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution. It was pretty clear she was on her way out. She was with Bernie Sanders in 2016. So our poll question today is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh lets me savor all the season has to offer with 35 weekly recipes and fresh ingredients delivered right to my door. Not only does HelloFresh save me time with fewer trips to the store, it saves me money too. Get 65% off plus free shipping with code Howie65 at HelloFresh.com/Howie65. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who will be the next national Democrat to leave the party following Tulsi Gabbard? Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, or Henry Cuellar?
I thought we put as the last one, nobody.
Okay, nobody.
I'm voting for nobody.
Nobody, right now has 0%.
What are the results? Well, put nobody on there, though, because I think it's going to be nobody. Okay, so who's first? Who do people think is going to leave?
Kyrsten Sinema at 40%, followed closely by Joe Manchin at 38%, and 23% say Henry Cuellar.
Henry Cuellar is the guy from Texas who's criticized the Brandon regime for the border fiasco abortion policy, and they've responded by sicking the FBI on him. Like he said a prayer at an abortion center or something. They're going after him for campaign contributions. Like, is there any politician of either party that doesn't have some kind of at least technical violations with campaign contributions? But they're going after Cuellar because he's trying to step off the reservation. I like the guy. I'd still vote for his Republican opponent who's, you know, running him down. But I don't think any of them are leaving. 844-500-4242. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Two things. One, I think Joe has to be liked by everybody, which means he's a real whip, and you know that. And then two, I mean, look at his wife, Dr. Jill. You have to call her Dr. Jill. It's a deep-seated need to be superior to everybody else. Now, and then...
Even people who have real PhDs where they actually had to engage in some rigorous academic work, most of them don't insist on being called doctor. I mean, she's got a doctor of education. I mean, that's the phoniest thing of all. I mean, a chiropractor has more right to be called a doctor than a doctor of education, in my opinion, you know?
I thought you'd go to Quincy Junior Knights and get one of those things. You know, Howie?
Do they still have the Cambridge Center for Adult Education? Where do you go to college? I go to college in Cambridge. And they don't tell you I go to the Cambridge Center for Adult Education. I used to make jokes about that. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. Thanks for the call, Jack. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, just let's be factually correct about when Biden ripped off Neil Kinnock's famous speech of why was I the first one in my family to go to university.
Yes.
It was John Sasso that dropped the dime to whatever newspaper it was.
No, it was John Sasso, Jack the Hack Corrigan, who was from Somerville. He worked. He was the chief. He was the consigliere for the capo, John Sasso. And Sasso put Jack the Hack on a plane out to Des Moines, Iowa. And in those days, you know, you didn't have these, fake email drops addresses you could do. He took the actual video cassette out there to Des Moines, Iowa, dropped it in the mailbox for David Yepsen, who was the lead political writer for the Des Moines Register. And that's how it happened. You're right. It was a Sasso contract, but the actual trigger man was Jack the Hack.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I love Biden and his story. And thank God the New York Times actually wrote something about Biden and his BS stories. Because... you know, no matter what audience he's in front of, I mean, if he were to attend a group of Hasidic Jews tomorrow, he would probably talk about how he had long, curly hair as a little boy where he grew up.
He's come close to that, though, Tom, as it is. Remember after the shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, he said he'd been there? They mentioned that in the New York Times story. And then he said that he used to go to the synagogue in Delaware after he went to church. And that's before he went down to the Puerto Rican street festivals, and then he went and beat up Corn Pop, and then he went over to football practice at the University of Delaware, and then he would take the bus over to Delaware State, where he was the first white student. I mean, you're right. I mean, it's a sign of deep, deep insecurity. And they keep saying he's just a nice guy, and he wants to identify with the audience. You know. how do you identify with people that, you know, you just try to identify we have the same interests. That's all you have to say. You don't have to say you're one of them. It's just crazy. We'll talk more when we come back. 844-500-4242.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I wanted to play a Fetterman cut that I didn't get to yesterday, and I don't know why I didn't get to it yesterday, but it's better late than never. That's what I like about being on radio. There's always another segment, another hour, another day. You know, it's like baseball, unless you're the Red Sox, in which case you run out of time in early October. But here is John Fetterman, another the Senate candidate who says that you know, we should let murderers out of prison, because didn't you see Shawshank Redemption? That's what he said. He said that. I don't have that cut, but we have this cut. Cut 31.
Thank you so very much for what we have willing to do for this, because without your support, we can't send me to D.C. to be the kind of partner that I know you all love as Bob Casey.
Thank you so very much what we have willing to do for this. May we quote you on that, Mr. Lieutenant Governor, with the goiter on the back of your neck. All right, Grace, with the news.
Hello, Howard. Biden is going to reevaluate U.S.-Saudi ties after OPEC Plus cuts oil production. Why are you laughing already? That was a serious headline, sir.
You know what I always say, Grace? Never let your mouth write a check your rear end can't cash.
I know.
That's what's his rear end, and our rear end is cashing that check when he called them a pariah nation. Remember when Trump said, you know, look, it was terrible what happened to that Washington Post columnist, but he basically said we can't cut off our nose to spite our face. And he was the world's worst human being for saying that,
well,
right?
It's also how he, like, such a good point you bring up that a lot of people are ignoring, which is we were told that he was going to really elevate us on the world stage, and no one was going to mess with us once Joe Biden was in charge because, you know, geopolitically he's so Socratic and he knows what to do, and we're going to be in such control. And when you look at all of these different situations, it just doesn't seem like anyone is really afraid of him or listening to him or concerned about him.
Well, you know, remember he always campaigned. I used to be the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, which is like being the on the student council in middle school, you know, or the homeroom proctor in the fifth grade. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee chair, and we're supposed to go, wow.
Yeah, wow.
Big stuff. Really, facts. Check them out.
This guy really knows what he's talking about.
It was like when Representative Tim Ryan said in the debate last night that when he was a senior in high school, he did community service in his football jersey. And we were all supposed to go, wow, good for you. That's amazing. And meanwhile, J.D. Vance was in the Marines. So I don't know which one is, you know, more impressive. I'll leave that up to the voters in Ohio. In other news, Howie, New Zealand proposes taxing cow burps and they're angering farmers. New Zealand's government on Tuesday proposed...
Grace, I sent that to Taylor this morning as a woker joke.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
You it's your segment, and Taylor's segment. You killed. That's one of the great ones for you could have used.
Well, I didn't know. I do apologize.
There's an endless supply.
I know.
There.
We'll be okay. It's like cow burps. There's plenty
wide
to go
open
around.
Field.
Yeah, New Zealand's government on Tuesday proposed taxing the greenhouse gases that farm animals make from burping and peeing as part of a plan to tackle climate change. I didn't realize how much of this problem is due to the burping and peeing. But the outsized industry has made New Zealand unusual in that about half of its greenhouse gas emissions come from farms. Farm animals produce gases that warm the planet. The government has pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
How many people live in New Zealand? About 6-7 million, something like that? About the same number of people live in Massachusetts, I would guess. Is this really a threat to polar bears?
About 5 million.
5 million. less than Massachusetts.
Well, it might not be a threat to polar bears, but it's definitely a threat to farmers. All of these things that people are doing, whether it be like, you know, cow masks or whatever they're trying, is definitely hurting the farming industry. Part of the plan includes a pledge. How do you feel about pledges, Howie, in general? When you hear about a pledge, do you usually think that's going to end well?
You know, when I hear pledge, I think BS. It's like the resolution.
Or
there's
going to
be
letter.
A resolution in Congress or the legislature or the city council. In other words, we're just going to say, yeah, we're in favor of this, but we're not going to do anything.
Yeah, and you know what else, Howie, is always concerning is when they throw out numbers into the future. And in this case, it will reduce methane emissions from farm animals by 10% by 2030 and by up to 47% by 2050. 2050 is going to be a crazy year because everything's happening in 2050.
We better have flying cars by then.
Oh, we're going to have flying cars. Me,
George Jetson. Do, 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 do.
It can't be powered by rubber bands. We've got to have some sort of stable electricity.
It's going to be crazy because Joe Biden's like ending world hunger and obesity and all green.
Curing cancer.
Net zero emissions.
I wonder if we'll have subsonic flight by then.
I think it's going to be, you know, the unfortunate part, though, of all of this.
You mean going around the world in an hour? Isn't that what he said?
We won't exist, though, because the planet will be destroyed. But besides that, it would be really cool if the planet could survive.
Did I just see on my computer that I've received a Biden cut sheet for this afternoon? It's been a long time.
I know. He hasn't really spoken a lot.
Yeah, it's been since Friday, but this is a tease for the next hour.
All right, Howie. Bill Murray accused of kissing and straddling a female movie staffer. Bill Murray.
I thought this happened last spring, didn't it? I thought I read about this earlier. They shut down the whole movie, right?
Yeah, well, it happened back in April, but I think it's picking back up again because Gina Davis also came out and said I don't think that she had the best things to say about her experience with Bill Murray. The incident allegedly happened on the set of Being Mortal back in April when Murray appeared to have been overly friendly and sexual with the anonymous staffer. However, the accuser claimed that Murray defended his actions, allegedly saying they were meant to be playful. Witnesses claimed to Puck that Murray tried to kiss the woman, but they were both wearing masks.
That's what Ted Kennedy used to say. I think Joe Biden said that about Tara Reid, didn't he?
Whether they were both wearing masks.
I didn't know Bill Murray was a Democrat.
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's in Hollywood.
Spends all his time on the vineyard.
Yeah, it adds up.
Well, there you go. Your Honor, I make a motion for a directed verdict of guilty.
And here's some interesting news. Jake Tapper has scored a rare interview with Joe Biden on his new CNN primetime show. Speaking of CNN, Howie, did you see that report today from John Nicosia that there's a big name leaving CNN and he's going to hold off on naming the person till the end of the week? And his sources thus far have been pretty good.
There's big names left at CNN?
Jim Acosta.
Well, you know, but Grace, does Jim Acosta really rise to the level of a big name at this point?
Well, as far as people we know, like name recognition, I think Jim Acosta does.
He didn't take my advice. When I first thought that he was on the hit parade at CNN, I suggested that he change his name back to Abelio. That's his given first name.
I bet it's that annoying woman who files those stupid reports about the three scoops of ice cream.
Vicky, what's her name? Most? What? Something most, is it?
I don't know.
But she's about 80 years old. I don't really think she rises to that level either.
Well, I think in the scoop, I don't have it here in front of me, but I think in the scoop it implied that it was a guy, that it was a man, just based off the phrasing. But I could be wrong. But whoever it is, it said they don't match up with the new direction of CNN. And so my mind immediately went to Jim Acosta. And normally I would say Don Lemon, but Don Lemon's getting moved to the morning shift.
Right. He's already been demoted once, yeah. Although he claims it's a promotion. Because, everyone wants to get up at 3 a.m., you know, when they could have a normal working day, right?
Right, totally. Grace's news is brought to you.
Matter of that, it's only an hour after closing time.
Grace's News is brought to you by Tux Trucks. No one knows Fisher Plows like Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass., your Fisher Plow distributor. They've stocked up heavy for the upcoming season, which will be here soon. Fisher Plows, spreaders, accessories, and parts. Just visit TuxTrucksGMC.com or call 1-800-MY-TRUCK. Yeah, Howie, you mentioned this earlier in your opening monologue, but I think that it's worth repeating. Joe Biden is turning 80 next month, and this political report details how the administration's a little bit nervous about how to handle this. I thought one interesting fact from this was that the White House will be celebrating the wedding of his granddaughter the day before his birthday. And I wonder if that's a part of that is to try to, you know, take the attention off the fact that he is turning 80. But another sentence that I'd like to get your reaction on, Howie, is it says the topic has been met with some trepidation in the West Wing, and senior aides have called around to Biden world allies to seek advice on how to best handle the date that will surely draw significant attention from reporters and Republicans alike.
Biden world
allies.
Like the
allies. Grinch trying to stop Christmas from coming. How do we stop it?
I know. I was wondering, I'm like, imagine being a world ally, you get a call from one of these White House aides going,
you mean like Macron, who last week, what do you think about the President of the United States saying we're facing Armageddon? You know, I mean, that, you know, what are they going to say? I have a suggestion. For the 80th anniversary, he can take the Montreal, what do they call it, the Montreal Cognitive Assessment Test, whatever that is, that they made Trump take, and he aced it 27 out of 28. Why doesn't Joe Biden take the Montreal Cognitive Test live on in prime time with Jake Tapper?
One of my texters had a good idea earlier. He said he can just throw a birthday / retirement party at the same time, and that'd be a really good way to cover it. Hey,
it came without ribbons. It came without tags.
And here's a quote in the article. It says, it's a quote from Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas. I think we're all concerned.
A doctor, a physician, I believe he is.
Yeah, it says, I think we're all concerned for President Biden's mental health, Senator Roger Marshall, a physician, said recently. And then this is my favorite part, Howie. Without any specific evidence, he added that he has seen a deterioration in the president.
Without any evidence, huh?
It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Yeah, I like that one. Do you know what's weird though? I actually did like this Politico piece. There were a few moments where they were clearly very partisan, but I didn't realize that prior to Biden, the oldest man elected president was Ronald Reagan at the age of 69.
Right.
That seems like young compared to Joe Biden. 69?
Right. And people were talking at the time. They say, how does a guy this old run for president, let alone serve as president?
Yeah.
You already are the oldest president in history, and some of your staff say you were tired after your most recent encounter with Mr. Mondale. I recall yet that President Kennedy had to go for days on end with very little sleep during the Cuba Missile Crisis. Is there any doubt in your mind that you would be able to function in such circumstances?
Not at all, Mr. Truitt, and I want you to know that also I will not make age an issue of this campaign. I am not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience.
I would like to hear Joe Biden say something that complicated grammatically. He couldn't do it.
Exploit would be a tough one. Exploit would be a real tongue twister. Hey, and here's one more funny part. There's a quote from presidential historian, and he says, we haven't had an 80-year-old president before, but if any lessons emerges from modern history, it is that if a president seems vigorous and well and is doing the job, age has been less of a factor for voters. So would you say this president seems vigorous and well and is doing the job, Howie?
You have no proof. You have no proof of that, Grace, that he is not vigorous and mentally fit.
It's just a big if. He says, but if he's doing all these things right, yeah, that's the problem.
He stayed very vague. Didn't say Biden's name specifically.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. It's a cliche, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that involves your smile. If you've been procrastinating for a couple of years about going back to the dentist's office, don't wait any longer. The longer you wait, the more of a headache it's going to be. Whether you just need a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more complicated, it's time to go back to the dentist. And the only dentist to go to is Dr. Bruce Houghton of Perfect Smiles. He has the best office I've ever seen, and he's just a superb dentist all the way around. 2023 will be here before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? Take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
You're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
We told you yesterday, it's getting a lot of traction in the news, at least on conservative sites, because it's so outrageous that Mitch McConnell, who has been holding back money from his Senate Leadership Fund, SLF, he's got tens of millions of dollars in that account, and he's holding back money from some Republican candidates who are now getting ahead in the going ahead in the polls, like Blake Masters in Arizona, for instance, and Adam. I don't know if he's helping Laxalter. He could be helping him more. A lot of senators could be using money. Republican and candidates as well, but he's dumping $9 million apparently into Alaska to help Lisa Murkowski, who's a rhino's rhino, and she voted to convict President Trump in one of the impeachment trials. And so Trump is very angry about it because his candidate Kelly Chewbacca. She's running ahead in the polls, but she's getting hit over the head with these attack ads from Murkowski that are being paid for by Mitch McConnell, the turtle. And so President Trump put out a statement on Truth Social, but as you know, he likes to call in to the Howie Carr Show for our listeners to directly deliver his response to what Mitch McConnell is doing. So here's the president's statement that he left on the chump line for us.
Kelly Chewbacca is doing very well in Alaska, probably leading horrendously bad Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, barely. The Democrat has no chance, and yet the old broken crow, Mitchell McConnell, is authorizing $9 million to be spent in order to beat a great Republican, Kelly, instead of $9 million that could be used for Blake Masters and other Republicans that with this money would beat their Democrat opponent. Isn't it ironic?
The old broken crow. He used to just be old crow. Now he's the old broken crow. I like that. You have to make adjustments as you go through life, you know? You have to try to sharpen what you're saying. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Captain. Man on the street for you. So my little Joopley boat, my wife's Uncle Bobby says, hey, let's go check out Nashon Island. I'll show you how the upper class lives. I said, let's go. So I'm sitting in Hadley's Harbor right now on John Kerry's private mooring, looking at the stately mansion and wondering how the hell are they not paying taxes on all this real estate? Oh, and besides that, climate change, I count 13 powerboats.
Nashon Island, powerboats. I'm sure they belong to someone else's family, not my family. I'm Howie Carr.